Yo, what's up, Jendi? Riley Hot here, your resident self-care guru and chronic overthinker. Let's face it, adulting is a dumpster fire, especially when you're trying to survive the corporate grind. Between deadlines, emails that feel like novels, and bosses who think feedback is code for public humiliation, it's no wonder mental health takes a backseat. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. This ain't some find you in a piece hippy-dippy podcast. We're talking real talk about prioritizing your mental health in the workplace because let's be honest, you've got bills to pay and sanity is negotiable, kinda. First things first, ditch the I'm fine routine. We've all been there, nodding along while internally screaming. It's time to level up your communication skills. Talk to your supervisor or HR about what's stressing you out. They might not be psychic, but a little transparency goes a long way. Think of it as an investment in yourself and your future mental stability. Remember, asking for help isn't weak, it's strategic. You wouldn't hesitate to ask for directions when you're lost, right? Mental health is just another type of navigation system. Next up, boundaries are your best friend. Think of them like the invisible force field protecting your precious sanity. Learn to say no to extra projects if you're already drowning. Remember, hustle culture is overrated, and saying yes to everything will eventually lead to burnout city. Prioritize your tasks, delegate when possible, and don't be afraid to set realistic expectations. You're not a superhero, you can't save the world and your job single-handedly. Now, let's talk about those dreaded meetings. They're often just digital black holes sucking away your precious time and energy. Become a meeting ninja, come prepared with an agenda. Stick to the point, and politely excuse yourself if you find yourself drowning in pointless chit-chat. Remember, your time is valuable, so don't let it be wasted on unproductive gatherings. Ever notice how stress can transform you into a human pinball bouncing off the walls? Find ways to de-stress during the workday. Take quick breaks for mindful breathing exercises, listen to your favorite tunes, or step outside for some fresh air. Even a few minutes of mental decompression can make a world of difference in keeping your cool under pressure. Think of it like recharging your phone. You wouldn't run it until it died, would you? Treat your brain the same way. Speaking of treating your brain right, fuel it with good stuff. Skip the sugary energy drinks and opt for water, tea, or even a healthy smoothie. Nourish your body with real food and try to sneak in some exercise whenever possible. A little movement can do wonders for your mood, focus, and overall well-being. Think of it as investing in your future self, you'll thank me later. Okay, picture this. You're at work, drowning in emails, a deadline looms like a hungry monster, and your boss just dropped a cryptic let's chat that sends shivers down your spine. Suddenly, you feel the familiar pressure mounting, anxiety creeping in, and your inner monologue starts sounding like a horror movie soundtrack. You could either crumble under the weight of it all or tap into your mental health superpowers. Remember, boundaries are your best friend. Politely decline any extra tasks if you're already swamped. Schedule that chat with your boss for time when you're calmer and collected, and remind yourself that you've got this. Take deep breaths, focus on one task at a time, and remember, you're capable of handling whatever comes your way. Listen up, Gen Z, prioritizing your mental health isn't selfish, it's smart. Remember, taking care of yourself allows you to show up as your best self in all aspects of life. Not just work. It's time to ditch the burnout badge and embrace a healthier, more balanced approach to life. Now, go out there, slay those deadlines, and don't forget to treat yourself with the respect and care you deserve. And hey, if you found this helpful or just needed a good laugh, hit me up on Instagram or TikTok. Tag me in your self-care victories, let's celebrate those wins together. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast too, it helps more Gen Zers find their way to self-love. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.